AM 760 KFMB presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Dan Mulgrew. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission. Part of the West Automotive Group. Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission. On Miramar Road at Eastgate Mall. A star certified small test and repair center. Call Brian and Dan right now. 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowers. Here we go. I'm your host, Brian Bowers. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Dan Mulgrew. Are you over there, Dan?
Certainly am. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you up to?
Oh, what a beautiful morning it was. Mother Nature put on a beautiful display.
It's been a little bit of a wet week.
Well, that was.
We're drying out well now.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's going to take a while. There's a lot of rain.
No need to turn your sprinklers on, which I'm sure the garden guys told you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting to see if I get a rebate maybe from the water company because I didn't use any water.
That's it. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed also that I can't seem to figure out?
What's
is
that?
Like, if I turn the sprinklers off for I mean, like, they've been off for over a month probably.
Oh, yeah,
now.
easy.
The water bill's not going to change.
Oh, no.
So
if they don't move enough water,
I don't understand, man.
Well, if you don't move enough units, what do you got to do to offset the loss? You got to raise the prices. So even though you didn't use any water, you're going to pay for more of not using it.
Figure that out. Is that how that works?
Figure that out, my friend.
Huh.
Yeah. So get penalized for not using.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yep. That's another show.
But they keep screaming, stop using the water.
Right? And then you follow that, and what happens?
Dan has a theory that I never thought of here. It's all good, though. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. February 23rd, last Saturday in February, my friend.
Say it is not so.
Yeah, it's so. You know what comes next, right?
Yeah, Christmas. Time marches on.
Time marches on. It does.
Waits for nobody.
All right, folks, thank you for joining us this morning. I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 25 years, taking care of folks in North County, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there, taking care of folks in East County now for over 5 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. We're in central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 2 years, just around the corner from us here on Balboa. And Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Dan's been taking care of folks over there in the Golden Triangle for over 25 years also. Dan, myself, and all of our employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we all believe in the same philosophy. You never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. You can also take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis along with our free shuttle rides, tour from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles. We are the transmission experts in San Diego County. If you think you have a transmission problem, get your vehicle in for a no-charge CertiCare diagnosis so we can verify what you have going on for you. From there, or even if you just need a second opinion, we're here for you. Once again, the CertiCare no charge diagnosis is no charge, and we will do the initial checkout, initial road test, drivability inspection, etc., at no charge for you to figure out what's going on. Log on to westautomotivegroup.com. You can see all about us. You can make appointments. You can see what we're all about. You can get the old seat. If you've missed, I'm the auto man on the CW also on Friday mornings on the news and Friday evening news. They replay it. You can, if you've missed any of those, you can click right through there and see all the auto man TV segments. You can also pick up any of our podcasts for Auto Talk Radio here if you missed any of them right through there. So that's westautomotivegroup.com. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or give us a call directly at 760-741-5323. Now, this morning, we're going to be talking about everything you need to know about car batteries, right, Dan? But we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related, whatever it may be. You can give us a call here at 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we are more than happy to talk to you about. Right, Dan?
We are.
All right. We will. And we can. And we're here for it, right?
Yeah, this is going to be a quick show.
Why?
Get your battery tested, put an interstate in it, slam the hood, we're done. Okay, we want to talk about
it. All right, we're going to go have a coffee break. Catch you later.
All right.
Oh, come on, Dan.
A little bit more to it than that, you think?
There's a little bit more to it than that. There's all kinds of batteries, and you got to put the right kind of battery in the car. It's more important than that. What about testing batteries? How important is it to test your battery?
Well, we test them, as you know, Brian, every time we do a service on your vehicle with a 40-point inspection.
Why is that?
Well, I don't want your battery to leave you stranded, my friend.
Actually, yeah. And
if I can get a health report of your battery prior to it failing, I can advise you what the heck's going on.
Exactly. And you know, our biggest statement in all of our employees when we test your battery is, you know what, if it's marginal or says replace, we're not telling you that your car's not going to start tomorrow, but I am telling you when you get a morning like this morning,
absolutely,
you got a high rate of your car not starting. When you start to get a marginal or a battery that's in the replace zone,
right.
Once again, it's just what happens is a tester can tell how sulfated the plates are and what's coming apart inside to the bottom of the battery. So until that the plate, one of those cells fails in there, battery's going to continue to start your car, right? But let me tell you, a cold morning or an extremely hot day, zap it up.
Absolutely. And that's going to happen when? The most inopportune time.
Well, yeah. Usually, like, you're coming out to go to work or take the kids to school or you got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
I check my battery all the time because, you know, when it happened to me, I'd be coming to the radio show.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'd have to get my little interstate jumper battery. I keep my truck out and I'd have to jump start myself and get me going.
But you'd still make it here.
I would make it here.
Right. Yeah.
I tend to plan for these kind of things if they do happen. Yeah. But I got to be honest with you. I can't remember where I've had a dead battery on a vehicle that I drive regularly. My truck, obviously. I mean, I've had them on motorcycles
I keep those
all plugged in, though. But the Mustang, you know, or whatever. I don't even keep a battery in the Mustang, though, Mustang. So just because it doesn't get started enough.
Right.
So I borrow one from the shop whenever I need to start her up.
There you go. You know, one thing that's really interesting, Brian, is, well, we talk about batteries. I mean, that, you know, we've had JP on from Interstate before and just the technology that goes into them. But, you know, people used to say, well, we get cars towed in all the time. I went in to, you know, get a cup of coffee. I come out, man, nothing happened. So people are thinking the worst and just said, no, you had a plate that broke or, you know, we get that treeing effect. Your battery shorted out. It's dead. That's all it was.
True.
Well, I didn't get any symptom. I didn't get that slow crank time. Very rarely do we get that on batteries anymore. Like the cars of yesteryears.
Yeah.
You know, pops would go, oh, battery start to crank slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just get them now, boom, they're done.
Yeah, usually that they just fail. So there isn't, but I mean, in testing them, they usually will tell you, though, you know, when hey, this battery's marginal. It knows.
If you're getting your car service, the proper facility that takes the time to test the battery.
Important. So when it comes to the battery of your car, knowledge is power. Your car isn't going to be able to get you anywhere without the battery.
Well, that's true.
Unless somebody's pushing it with another car.
Seen that before.
Drag it, push it, pull it. And the last thing you want to deal with is being stranded somewhere with your dead battery. There's a funny story to this. Y'all.
There you go.
And you can ask Tim. He's working today. He's my manager in Escondido. Tim, love him to death, him and his family. Been with me for quite a few years. And so Tim tells you this story, man. And it's a true story. So Tim's like services car and they test the battery at the shop and they're like, the tech's all, oh, it's marginal. And Tim's all, yeah, I'll let it go till next time.
Yeah.
So Tim and his wife drive out to a winery wedding. Not his wedding. I mean, they're married, but they go out to this wedding and they go to the wedding and stuff. And then they're going from there to the reception, which is, you know, and they're out in the middle 20 miles out, you know, somewhere. It's in Temecula wine country and yada, yada, yada. They come out to leave. Dink, battery's dead. They had to wait for 45 minutes for AAA to get to them because of where they were at.
Right.
And what an inconvenience. He said his wife was ready to smack him in the back of the head.
I said, could you picture the look on her face when they went click?
I know. When everybody had left,
Oh, so yeah,
it's
they're
just
gone.
Them sitting in the middle of a grove,
right.
Waiting on a tow truck to come help them.
Uh-huh. Starting to get dark. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not good, not good. So, unfortunately, that can happen. And if you want to verify that story, give Tim a call at 760-741-5323. He's in this morning, so he'll tell you that happened to him. So, that's a great lesson to learn. So that's why we test batteries, to prevent those kind of things from happening.
Absolutely. So if I test the battery in your car and I tell you it's marginal, then 2 weeks from now you're getting towed in because your battery was dead. You know, I hate to say it, but at least I can say I told you so.
You could say you told you so.
I hate to say that, but told you so.
Yeah, we've seen that happen more than
once.
That's why we document it. Let's grab Rick in Elkhorn real quick. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Brian and Dan. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome this morning. A little chilly, but I have my beanie on, yeah. So we're doing just fine.
Yeah. It was 33 out in the valley this morning.
It sure was.
It was 35 in Escondido. So, yeah, hopefully the sun's coming up now. We're going to warm up quick, though, right?
Yeah, I've got a good battery you guys put in, Interstate.
There you go.
Nice. You'll be able to start the car and drive away if you want to this morning.
Absolutely. I just wanted to call and give you a heads up on the excellent service that I experienced again at West El Cajon.
Nice.
And just give an attaboy to your crew there.
Thank you.
I've never had such great service. And I'm not blowing smoke up your tube there.
Well, I appreciate that. In all seriousness, I appreciate your comments. The team out there, they work really hard. And there's Jessica and Chris and Frank in the front office. And, of course, the techs.
Well, all three of them and the service group are by far the best service I've had from my day one car, which was a 1961 Chevy Super Sport 348.
Ooh, would love to still have that.
Oh, brother, would I not?
Good.
And then
stuff.
I had a 63 Thunderbird with the Torno. Hood.
Yeah.
And so from all of those experiences to West El Cajon is by far the best. And Chris and Jessica and Frank, they all make you feel like you're part of the family.
Very awesome. Well, and you know what? We truly appreciate you as a customer for sure, Rick. And those guys work really hard to make sure things happen. I have a great crew out there, and I really appreciate your comments and you calling in.
They do a great job. You're still not eating donuts, right?
No donuts. Nope, not for me.
I know that you're a no-carb diet.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. All right, Danny and Brian, you guys have a good weekend.
You do the same, Rick. Be safe out there and stay warm.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, and I always appreciate those comments.
Absolutely.
To let me know that the guys and girls are doing a great job out there. We have put together an awesome team, without question, out there. Worked really hard at it. Great people. And Jessica's the newest out there. Frank's been with me almost 5 years. Chris is a couple years or a year and something. Jessica's new on board, but when I found her, I need this girl on our team. She's awesome. So she's out there with us along with the technicians, Nick, Elias, and Coy, doing an awesome job. That store is running very well, and those guys are there to take care of you Monday through Friday without question. Doing an awesome job, but thanks for your comments for sure. Let's grab a Bob and Santee's got a fuel injection question. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, I want to know what the difference is between cleaning direct fuel injection and the regular fuel injection.
Okay. They're two different processes kind of that we use.
There you go. Two different pieces of equipment.
Yeah, two pieces. So direct injection, obviously, to know the difference is an injector that's actually plumbed directly into the combustion chamber. you get better performance out of those cars, more horsepower we can get out of them, just all over better burn time with that engine and that setup. But it creates a lot higher carbon buildup problem on intake valves and exhaust valves in those motors, which has become a problem. So the whole process, though, the equipment is just a little different.
Could it cause a valve to miss?
Could it cause a misfire, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So we're having a lot of carbon buildup on direct injection vehicles that actually cause misfires and everything else. And the problem with that is if you don't keep that carbon off the valves on these vehicles, it builds up extremely heavily, way heavier than a car that's not direct injected. The reason for that is the previous fuel injection systems that weren't direct injected actually injected the fuel in the intake runner, and the fuel would run across the valve going into the cylinder.
Cleaning it.
Unlike now, where it's direct injected, you don't get that liquid fuel coming across the valve, that vaporized fuel, which can help keep it clean. Therefore, the carbon tends to build up worse.
And then they get a problem with the PCV system, so we're dragging basically dirty air mixed with a little bit of atomized oil on a hot valve, and it sticks pretty darn quick.
How often do they need cleaning?
Once a year.
We recommend once a year. Now, with a direct injected system, here's another thing that's extremely important because of how much cleaning does with it. We recommend an oil service at the same time after you've done the direct injection. The reason why, like Dan says, we get a lot of this chemical sucked into the bottom end of the motor when it comes in through the PVC and all that stuff. So we want to clean, make sure we remove all that acidic value out of the oil and stuff. So
you guys clean direct fuel injectors?
Yes, we do, absolutely, on a regular basis, for sure. And we recommend it a lot.
Yeah, and especially
into that and found out some places don't do it.
Well, you got to know what the heck you're doing, or you can cause some serious damage.
Yeah, you can damage a motor if you don't do it right. And, of course, we only use the BG chemicals. Why? They are the preferred chemical of the professional technician nationwide, or worldwide, I would say, pretty much.
Well, what about running that shivering gas at Tecron or whatever?
It helps.
That does help, except for the problem that, once again, it doesn't blow it across the valves anymore now. So,
once you got the problem,
cleaning it once a year is what you can do to help the problem.
Help reduce that problem. So, because if you don't, then what you can end up with is having to pull the intake up off the car and walnut shell blast the valves.
Literally
to
with
remove
walnut shell.
The carbon. Yeah. No lie. Which is an expensive endeavor if you get them carboned up that bad that we can't get them clean.
I have that direct injector and multi-volume valves or something, or what do they call it?
Variable valve?
Variable valve timing. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, Bob, one thing I can tell you, I mean, the manufacturers and engineers have known that it's been such a problem that we've been battling lately that we're going back to running a direct injection system. We're also going to have some atomizing fuel injectors to draw fuel back through the fuel system again to help alleviate these carbon buildup problems we're dealing with.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Do they make an extended warranty for those?
No, they do not.
Oh.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, it's by my and lots of luck.
Yeah, it is. But by doing the BG direct injection cleaning once a year, you surely can reduce the chances of having an expensive repair for having to remove the intake and do that stuff.
So there's quite a bit of difference in charge between the two. Huh?
There is. Yes, there is, sir. Yes, without question.
Different but procedures, different equipment.
More work, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. We do it at all locations. Let us know if we can help you out, Bob.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Be safe.
Yeah, and as we talk about it all the time, Brian, regular oil changes, quality air filters.
Yep, no lie. Keep the dirt out of the motor and keep the oil clean.
That's all we can do.
Yep. 5,000 miles, synthetic.
Yep.
5,000 miles. That's my recommendation.
I agree.
Say it one more time.
I do agree with... I concur, Brian. Yes,
I concur. Yes. I concur. I concur. All right, let's grab Lyle real quick and Lemon Grove. Good morning. Good morning, Lyle.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Oh, man. You know, I never had it so good or so much of it, right?
Hey, be careful. Not everything in excess is not good.
Hey, I've talked to you before a few times, the fuel inlet, you said to replace the entire system, and I commented about the word entire, and anyways. So today, I'm talking about the idea that, you talk about maintenance here all the time, maintenance, and, I try to be up on those oil changes. I used to say the reason my car ran so well is because I'm the mechanic. And, of course, that was just the joke, you know. But I finally was able to purchase something a little newer, and I run a 2010 F-150.
Gotcha.
And I bought, and well-maintained. The thing runs beautifully. And, until it didn't.
That's because you're the mechanic.
Now you said,
Sorry about that, Kyle.
That was not nice, Dan. Don't do that.
Oh, man. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So, you know, I guess changing spark plugs is a pretty good idea to do from time to time.
Yep.
You know, I guess one of them, the tip burned off or whatever. And,
how many miles are on that truck, Lyle?
180,000.
Ooh, were they the original plugs?
So, yeah, I guess they were the original plugs. That's what the guy told me. He said, I think you've been running the original plugs. So,
it happens.
You know, that caused heat, which melted the intake right there by the plug, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then bounced around, caused a bunch of problems
Yeah.
And crazy. And so, anyways, there's a bunch of sensors, I guess, that go along with the timing of the cam on that thing, the oil pressure.
Yeah, variable valve timing, solenoids and sensors. Yes,
yeah, you got solenoids and through the timing cover.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I think I've got one sensor that wasn't replaced because if I get down to like an idle and I'm like, say I'm crawling around a neighborhood looking for an address,
mm-hmm.
and you're at low idle, stopping on the brake, then you get off, all of a sudden it'll go and then die. You know what I mean?
Cam's in the wrong position.
Yeah. It may not be the sensor. It may be the actuator sticking, keeping the valve timing advanced.
Right.
So therefore, you end up with a misfire, and it stutters like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Valve's open when it shouldn't be, especially when you come off down to that low idle.
Yep. Correct. It's too far advanced. Yeah. So
it doesn't do it. It doesn't do it around town. You know, just regular driving. It's fine. It runs beautiful. But I tell you, you creep around. And all of a sudden, it'll want to do that.
Yeah, those bad boys can stick at the weirdest times, and it may just be when it likes to stick is at that RPM. So, yeah, obviously needs to get tested and replaced properly. But, yeah, you know, my favorite thing, Lyle, to say is it wasn't broke till it was broke.
Well, I wanted to complain about the fact that it didn't put anything on, no Christmas lights came on in the dash and everything, and so... The guy said to me, so you wanted the truck to tell you to change your factory spark plugs? Is that what you wanted to do?
Good point. I'll go along with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's why we call it maintenance.
Yeah. Anyways, love you guys. Thanks much. Have a great day.
Hey, be safe, man. Thanks for calling. Take care now.
Late.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Great points, though, question.
Yeah. He's got some serious problems with 180,000-mile spark plugs, getting those in and out, as you know as well as I do,
Brian.
Especially
2010, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, get them replaced and good to go.
I mean, it can be
down
done.
There. It sounds like broke electrode, though. Yeah. Could have caused some other damage.
A little worried about his cams in the wrong position, though, at idle.
That can be fixed.
Yeah.
I had an Expedition that did that once.
Yeah.
That I bought. Had a bad tranny. Bought it. Put a tranny in it. Put tires on it. Fixed it all up. Drove it to Washington State and back. Fixed the cam sensors before I did that.
Right.
Or the cam solenoids were bad. Drove it to Washington State and back.
Sold it.
I did it for a motorcycle ride. There was four of us going, and I was like, well, I ain't going to fit in my truck. So, okay, we're going to do an Expedition. Towed the trailer with the bikes in it and called it good.
There and back.
Made a nice family car for a young gentleman that was a single dad. He had two kids, so I sold it to him when I got back. But the car was in perfect shape when I was done. So, gotcha, without question.
Yeah.
Well, uh-oh. We're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break. Harry, hold on there in Fallbrook. We'll grab you in a second here. Give us a call here at 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362 as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate y'all joining us wherever you are this morning. Hopefully some of you are in warm places. Give a shout out if you're like in Hawaii or the Bahamas or someplace warm.
Well, this isn't too bad compared to where Pops
is, right? Costa Rica. He said it's supposed to be 50 today. It was 40 when I was talking to him when I was driving. I was talking to him this morning driving in.
Oh, wow. They got a warm spell going on.
He said it was 40. Well, he said it was 40. But it was also 9:30 in the morning there, and it's 6:30 here. So he said it was 40. It's supposed to get up to 50 today, he said. So
shorts and t-shirt weather for them back there.
Getting close. He said the daffodils or something were sprouting. I don't know what he's talking about. Some flowers. I don't know.
Call the garden show, Ron.
They're going to sprout them. I don't know. I just have cactus in my house. Gardener takes care of it.
If it dies, he just puts in another plant. You don't know.
I told him, I said, man, I'm worried about my palm tree. I said, as I told the garden guys this morning as we were chatting in the hallway here before you came in, I said, I'm worried about my palm tree, man. The top of it is like turned brown and like frost. And of course, you're all, well, you're covering burlap. And I was all, yeah, you know what happens is, you know, when I know that it's going to frost is when I wake up in the morning and go, oh, dang it, it frosted happened. Again. That's not my forte. I'm going to have to tell the gardener guy, why don't you come around and throw some burlap on my tree?
Absolutely. Put a smudge pot out there for me.
A smudge pot. Yeah. I do not own an avocado grove.
Nor do you want
one. Or an orange
one.
Grove or right. anything. Yeah, no, I know. That's a headache. I'm not down for the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. Any type of grove, it might as well just be grapes and turning them into something good.
Yeah, I like the golf course grove.
Yeah.
Somebody else takes care of it.
Exactly. Yeah, no maintenance for you.
No maintenance for me. It's beautiful. Anyway, it's nice to have big trees and grass and everything out behind your house and don't have to stare at your neighbors. All good. So one of those things for sure. Before we get off on the palm tree thing. So hopefully the garden guys told me my palm tree is going to live, though.
Yeah.
He said it'll survive.
It'll be fine.
He said the top little things will just turn brown. He said, don't take them off there. I said, you got me confused with somebody. Like, you think I'm going to touch a plant, don't you? I don't know. It's not a car. I'm not touching it. I'm out.
You go to your toolbox. There's nothing there to deal with plants,
no,
right?
I don't have anything to even do with a plant. Right. Yeah, so. And the only thing I've ever done with plants and things is, like, cut them down.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Yeah, so we're not doing that. Anyway, so, all right, back to Auto Talk, since we know nothing about plants. Do want to remind folks, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. If you need an automotive-related battery for any need, check us out at the West Automotive Group at westautomotivegroup.com or miramar76.com, and we can get you in and get your battery replaced for you. If you need a battery for any other need that's not automotive-related, you can check out Interstate Batteries at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So, all right. Good stuff, huh?
You bet.
And we're talking about batteries this morning, which is, there's so much information on batteries.
Yeah, what do you figure we get?
Wet cell, gel cell, absorb glass, matte cell.
Yeah, well, that's all stuff customer doesn't need to be concerned with. That's our job.
Dan's all, you don't need to know that.
Wet cells, yeah, AGM, glass mats, they're just all types of batteries. But what do we figure, Brian? We get about... San Diego, we're pretty good about maybe getting 5 years out of a battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A quality battery, I should say. Other than that...
Only 30% of batteries sold today reached the 48-month mark. In fact, 80% of all battery failure is related to sulfation buildup. Well, that's what we just said, right? This occurs when the molecules in the electrolyte become so deeply discharged that they begin to coat the battery's lead plates. Before long, the plates become so coated that the battery dies. Causes of sulfations are numerous. You want me to list them for you, Dan?
No, that's okay. Yeah.
okay. Or the plates start to disintegrate, come apart, and pieces of them fall to the bottom of the battery to where two plates short out across the bottom of the battery, which does happen too.
Right.
It's great battery stuff. Should have probably asked one of the Interstate guys to come in this morning. I didn't even think about it. But
well, yeah, I was thinking, what was JP doing this morning? But
He's probably sleeping in.
I don't know. He might be up and fishing and stuff. He's a go-getter. So
yeah. All good.
But maintenance-free batteries and batteries that we can.
Batteries.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got all kinds.
Batteries. So. Yeah. But the good thing is, you come into the West Automotive Group or come see Dan at Miramar 76. You're going to get the battery that your car requires. It's not one size fits all, is it, Dan?
Not anymore. No.
Are
especially
sure?
when we've got batteries that are mounted inside the cabin of the vehicle.
Yes, correct.
Which we
some,
do see.
Some have to be vented properly.
Vented properly.
We don't want no battery gassing into the passenger compartment. That
Absolutely.
Would be extremely bad.
And we have the same condition where we've got some of the vehicle, our batteries are now located in the trunk of vehicles. Again, maintenance-free battery. It's got to have a vent system on it, which there's a hose that attaches to the battery, Brian, as well as we know. You will usually exit the vehicle somewhere through a grommet. You want to make sure all that is properly installed. You don't agree?
Yeah, I do. I was looking at these battery don'ts. Boy, there's a list of battery don'ts here that's like a mile long.
What don't you want to do to your battery?
Don't forget safety first.
Well, there's a big thing.
Don't add new electrolyte. That's true. Don't use unregulated high-output battery chargers. Don't place your equipment and toys in storage with some type of device to keep the battery charged. It depends on when. If you got the right type of battery tender, that's fine.
And they make some great ones.
They turn on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't disconnect battery cables while the engine is running. Now, that is a true fact. If you're
How I test my alternator, isn't it?
And Grandpa used to back in the day. But, but we don't have those kind of systems anymore. And when you need a PCM right after you do that.
I was going to say, what do you think happens?
I'm happy to help you. So you can just come on down. We'll help you out now that your car won't start or run. Or my favorite is when a battery's put in backwards, a reverse polarity, and we have pop, 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 pop.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So
if you're lucky, you blow a bunch of main fuses. If you're unlucky, you need powertrain control modules, TCM, body control modules, etc.
And we've even talked about this before, Brian. Jump starting a vehicle is not what it used to be. God bless the guy who, in the parking lot wants to get out his jumper cables and help you, but oh my goodness, you can go from a simple tow and a battery replacement to, as we say, Brian, PCMs. I mean, who knows what happens after that?
No lie to that. Yeah. Don't let a battery get hot to the touch. That's probably a good idea. Don't do that. All good stuff. All right, real quick, let's grab Gary. What's going on, Gary?
You bet, guys. By the way, palm tree. Let me tell you something about a palm tree right now. If you're going to cut your palm tree there, Brian.
Oh, I'm not touching that thing. No way.
Yeah. But the reason I tell you about that, remember, I'm a bird photographer.
Oh.
Hooded orioles, which is a common bird, nest in those palm trees.
Oh.
They come in April, and we don't want to interrupt them.
Gotcha. Well, this is a very little palm tree. It's only about 6 foot tall.
Don't even worry about that. That isn't the kind of hooded oriole will be using.
No. This is the kind that has like three or four trunks coming right up out of the ground. Real beautiful one that the light shines on at night and stuff. It's in the centerpiece. Anyway.
And that's also the kind of palm tree that it gets heavily affected by freezes, like what you've had.
Yeah, I know. It turned brown on the top. I'm very upset.
Exactly. Well, my original block for my Camaro, the very original block, I put two connecting rods through the oil pan at OCIR in 1981.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the block I went out to the desert and bought in Hesperia, I thought it was a really good block. I went out and bought it, paid $600 for the bare block.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the guy threw in the crank and the connecting rods. Connecting rods were the correct connecting rods, but the crank wasn't. Crank was a 442 cast crank.
Is it a 4-bolt main?
No. Okay. This is an original block brand. This is a 1967 Camaro.
Okay.
350 block. And, those were never 4-bolt mains.
No, they weren't, yeah. So, I didn't know what you were buying.
The problem I'm having here, and I just want your guys' opinion, especially you, Dan. You guys build engines. This block had so much rust inside of it. We have four cylinders that are so rusted out, the only way to save this block is to drill it out and put in liners in cylinder number
sleeves.
1, cylinder number 5, cylinder number 6, and cylinder number 8.
Sleeves.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, here's the deal, and Dan will back me up on this. If done properly by a guy that knows how to sleeve it, not a problem. If done improperly, nightmares down the road from now on.
Like water leaks into the oil pan.
There can be all kinds of things. Yeah. So
is this block that you have that important to you as far as a numbers matching block?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Dan. I mean, remember, I'm doing a total restoration on my Camaro.
No, I get you. So I mean, you might want to consider still keeping your eyes out and looking for maybe another backup block.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I've already looked in Hemmings.
Yeah.
I found a block in Wisconsin. The guy wants $2,700 for it.
Absolutely. I was going to say, they get crazy,
and
don't they?
Shipping, he wants to nail me for $600 on shipping.
Yeah. What's it going to cost? Have you checked into researching for resleeving what you've got to do?
To resleeve mine, I'm looking at about $800 to do mine to resleeve.
Take the gamble. Go with the sleeve. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You got to pull the motor out and do something else with it.
Pulling the motor out of this car is not easy because my car is a factory AC car.
I got you.
Where you have that AC suitcase, you have to pull the fenders off to really get it out without.
Yeah, that's just nuts and bolts, Gary. It's just nuts and bolts.
Easier than a 6.4.
All freshly painted nuts and bolts. Oh, my God. I do not. See, where the car is at, they're waiting for me to get the engine so so they can put the engine in before they lay the fenders and before they lay in the grill.
All I got to say is putting the engine in, that's way easier than a 6.4 or 6.7 liter Ford diesel.
Yeah, as far as that, the only problem is, you know, when you have freshly painted fenders.
Yep, I got it.
You really don't, I mean, I tell you guys, when I'm all done with this car, I'll have to send you photos.
You should have finished.
Drive it down to where you guys are up, because
Yeah,
how many emerald turquoise Camaros do you see? And that's what this car is. Yeah. All factory.
Oh, man, can't wait to see it.
Take the gamble on the block, but do some research and make sure who's ever doing it is going to do it properly. And go for it.
There you go. Hey, Gary, thanks for calling in. We're going to have to take our last break here real quick. We appreciate
Justin.
Well,
gotcha.
I don't know, but he don't have any music. And there it is. He's waving his arms like a monkey in a cage over there. That we got to
end. Pushing any levers or anything.
No, he's not there. He's pushing the levers and pulling the pins. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio at 760 KFMB, we'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We appreciate
Justin
y'all joining
house.
Us this morning. That's right. I do want to remind you the show is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out in East County at 844 North Johnson Avenue, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission at 8027 Balboa Avenue right here in Central San Diego, along with Miramar 76 Service Centers and Transmissions at Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. Dan, myself, and all of our employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. You can also take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis, along with our free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles. If you think you have a transmission problem, get in to see us so we can get it diagnosed for you for sure, or any other problem for sure. You can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com, where you can make all the appointments, et cetera, from there, see what we're all about. And you can also ask any questions you like, or you can email us at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or call directly at 760-741-5323. That's 760-741-5323. So good stuff, without question. So we were talking about batteries this morning. Looks like we got a couple quick questions here.
Let's
grab Pete in San Diego. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Doing good.
What you got going on?
Well, I heard you say don't jump start your car, your modern vehicle, and I don't understand why not.
No, we didn't say that.
It said be very, very careful.
Be very careful when you jump start your car. We get a lot of people that reverse polarity things. In other words, positive, negative cause problems like that. If you follow the proper procedures, not a problem with it. A way better thing today, though, is the safety batteries that we have, which are these little batteries a lot of us carry. We don't jump. I don't even have any jumper cables anymore. I have a little battery that'll start a diesel truck.
Right.
That stays charged for 6 to 7 months that
and
I carry around.
And if you cross the terminals, there's a
Polarity switch in it that blows out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's the safest thing for most folks. Yeah. But no, there's nothing wrong with jump starting a car as long as you do it properly and safely.
Right.
Okay. I misunderstood what I heard then.
No, remember, right. Pete, like some of these vehicles, you don't even get to the battery. We got little jump start points underneath the hood.
That's true, too.
Yeah. So it's a procedure. You got to be careful.
Thanks for listening, man. Have a safe weekend out there.
You bet.
Bye. Take care. Bye. But great question. I don't. You must have said something that confused people. Good job, Dan.
Oh, blame it on me. He who does the most talking, and I'm the one that fouled up. Are you hearing this, people?
I'm pretty sure it was something Dan said with our question that confused somebody.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, let's grab Gene real quick in Tierra Santa. Good morning, Gene.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you, sir?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Beautiful day. First of all, Brian, I ran into you at the Balboa office and asked for a sheet that just said the routine maintenance on there, just so I can write it down. And you got back to me the next day on sending that to me on email, and I thought you were so busy. I just thought it was written on a business card, and I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And you got back to me so quick. I was very impressed.
Well, you know why I do that? Number one, I always want to do what I say, so that's important to me, and say what I do. But number two is I got you all the information, and I could take it off my list. I have this list of things going on, yeah, and it makes me feel good. So I'm getting it done, and I'm moving on to the next thing, because if you procrastinate and you don't get them done, then all of a sudden you get a long list and you forget about some things. So I was happy to get that to you, Gene. Not a problem.
Well, I was impressed. So
anyway,
I've got a boat that I'm restoring, a 32-foot wood boat, and it has two 8D batteries in it. And they're almost impossible to get out of there for me as I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think, how often can I keep these batteries before they go bad?
Now, those are deep
cells. I've got a trickle charge on them.
Yeah. So if those are treated properly, those deep cells, they last a pretty long time. Dan's more familiar with boat batteries than I am, though.
Yeah, I replaced them out on my boat every 5 years.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't want to have a problem when I'm 100 miles south.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's a whole other scenario there. Yeah. Unlike a car where you might be stuck in a parking lot, I don't think I want to be in a boat with a dead battery 100 miles offshore. That's for sure.
Yeah, but, my batteries are older than 5 years,
right,
and they're just fine. The hydrometer says they're fine.
Until they're not fine.
I'll charge them.
Yeah. Well, like Dan said, until they're not fine. That's my only concern with the batteries and reliability on those.
So should that be just a routine maintenance? Because that's the other question. How do I find somebody to put them in for me? I can't do that anymore.
Okay, there is actually, send me an email. There's a gentleman, a young guy I know that owns a marina place here in San Diego that does just boats, and he's an awesome kid and will give you a fair deal and be more than happy to help you out on that. That's all he does.
Yeah, those things, they weigh about 150 pounds.
Yes, sir.
They do. And he's about 28 years old and a strapping young fella. He'd be more than happy to help you with that. So shoot me an email and I'll send you all his information. San Diego.
Okay, I sure will. But do you think it's just a routine 5 years,
yeah,
replace them?
That's what I would do to be safe.
I did.
Yep, for sure. Hey, Gene, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to talking to you again soon. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. I do appreciate you joining us for Auto Talk Radio. Up next is the Smart Investing Show with Brent and Chase Wilsey. I don't know where they went. They were just mulling around here a minute
ago.
There's Brent over there. He's on the other side now. So it's funny. If you've never been here, there's glass windows on both sides of the studio. So we can see everywhere. Anyway, folks, we do appreciate you joining us. Always a pleasure. Look forward to coming back next week for Auto Talk Radio. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up, like I said. Until next week, take care, everybody.
AM 760 KFMB.
Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission.